WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the Maryland Crab Cake season, and I have the seasonal scratch-offs, the Raven scratch-offs. We'll be giving those away at Cooper's on Friday. We're putting together a whole schedule of Friday events. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as well as our friends at Goodwill Industries. And I got to tell John Martin this here. Window Nation, obviously, with us as well. And it is restaurant week, so get out, eat. Eat well, support local, make sure you're getting lunch and dinner. I was at Nacho Mama's the other day, seeing what they're working up over there with a short rib thing. But John, I'm cleaning out for Goodwill, and I got my Maryland Lottery. My wife found the lids for the Maryland Lottery. I didn't even know. I always thought this was like a tailgate cup, and I drink out of this all the time. I drink water out of it on the desk. I have a lid now, so I feel even better about it. So it is spring cleaning. You and I are doing a little bit of football back and forth here. We'll get to Cleveland, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh a little later on. But happy fall to you. How you been?
Happy fall to you too, Nestor. Yes, I'm glad to see that you have your safety lid on your Maryland Lottery cup there. And hey, speaking of restaurant week, a shout out to friends, both of ours near and dear. My wife and I went to Conrad's in Perry Hall.
You know what? I have all sorts of props around here. You know, I have some Conrad's. By the way, this is made by J.O. Spice, another local company. So I like giving some local shout outs this week. But restaurant week's great because everybody's showing off. But you at the Maryland Lottery, you're trying to show off 52 weeks a year. And I think, you know, I talked to you about this last week. I talked to Carol as well. We're now into this football vibe, right? So it's not just, it's different than it's ever been for you, right? Like, every week there's a whole different tally and a different number and these sports wagering places. I guess it's going well. Do you have any gauge on it? You'll get some numbers at some point, but I would think people are really flocking. I haven't been. I've been here watching the games, but I would think it's been two banner weekends for places where you could not do this before, right?
You would have to think so, and I'm going to say you'd be correct. We get our numbers at the end of the month, which would be the 10th. Of the following month. So we will get September's numbers right around October 10th to see how the first month of the season went. But yeah, you would have to look at what we did last year when in December the five casinos opened up and just extrapolate that to having people being able to go to the games. I will tell you, probably the casinos did well last weekend, as the favorites kind of got whooped in a lot of instances. So, but that's okay. I mean, those things ebb and flow. I'll tell you what's also okay is the Raven scratch off that you touted there.
Yeah, I got these
$2 and the $5 ticket. And as we said before, a lot of times players play for those second chance. You know, they play for the cash, but if they have a non-winning ticket, they enter into the second chance drawings. And we had some recent second chance drawing winners. We had our first entrant into our 20 years of season tickets. Tia Beverly from Baltimore is the first entrant into that contest, which will be at the end of the year. We'll have six finalists who are vying for 20 years of Ravens tickets.
I've seen this before. So you have six finalists and then they draw the winner like at the last game usually. Is that right? Or like,
no, it's even better than that. We typically wait till after the Super Bowl. And then we go to M&T Bank Stadium and we invite the six finalists there and we pick it and we put their name on the big screen. And
they've all already won a lot of money, right?
Yeah, actually, Tia wins $10,000 for being a semifinalist at this point.
She's already had a good week.
She's had a very good week.
She had a better week than the team did.
As has Sandra Dahl, won $10,000 in cash. We had Robert Davenport and Massimo Colella win 2023 season tickets. So already handing out the prizes for next season. So yeah, that's part of the fun. I mean, people can get engaged. They can watch the game. They can enjoy the first three and a half quarters. And then they can hopefully come back and do it all again the following week. So a lot of winners, a lot of happy faces on the lottery side with the Ravens this week.
Well, I'll just say this. I have these tickets. I'll be having them most Fridays through the fall until they're gone. Get them while they're – and this is one of the games, John, to explain how to play it for folks out there that love football or like my show or, just like playing scratch-offs. This is a different kind of thing because the earlier you get in – the more chances you would have, right? Like it just in general play, you like this one early for the kinds of prizes that evaporate, right? Once these prizes are, some of them are gone, they're gone, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we have one, and I don't have the date right in front of me, but we have one away game this year where we will have one lucky winner go to Jacksonville for that game. And
it's Thanksgiving weekend, by the way.
Is it Thanksgiving week? Great.
Well, yeah, I know this because I had to book flights down there to cover the game, and it's really expensive. It's Thanksgiving weekend. So yeah, it's tough getting in and out of Florida Thanksgiving weekend. So this is a big prize if you win this one.
Yeah, yeah. And who knows where Jacksonville may be by then. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this league. We'll talk. I've been talking about that all week. We're trying to figure all this out, who's going where and how and how many wins the division and all that. But the fun of this for me, obviously it's football season. I look here and like I don't get caught up in it until some mornings I do with you. I look down and it says top prize $20,000. I see that and I'm like, hey, this one could be worth 20. Like it could be this one or like literally I have a stack here. I'm giving them away. That could happen in my presence, right? I mean, there's nothing different about these tickets than the one at row four or Wise, right?
That's the beauty of randomness. And I mean, nothing would be more thrilling, right, than to be one of your crap cake tours handing one out there.
Out. No, that would, I'd be looking at it. I'd be like, I got to call John.
Yeah. Yeah. It could happen. And all the more reason they should come out to the crap cake tour.
All right. All the more reason I'm going to get even more excited about handing them out now. Now that I think that could be the $20,000 one. That could be the one. That could be the one. John Martin is here. He is the one from the Maryland Lottery. He is a director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. We talked a little bit at the gaming side and scratch off side. More than that, my wife noticed we stopped by. We've been doing yoga again. I'm back in shape. You know, I'm feeling good about my back again, trying to get worked out.
I've asked you this before. You're not doing the yoga where the goats are standing on your back, are you?
I did kangaroo yoga last year. I've never done yoga, but I would do, as long as they don't have the horns, but you know, you got to make sure you don't have like food in your pocket because goats get after that. So anyway, we're at Royal Farms and I'm getting some chicken and we pull up and Royal Farms has the big lottery light out in the front. Right. So I don't know whether it was 231 and 251 or 241 and 221 or it was a lot of frigging money, John. And I looked up and my wife looked and she's like, oh my God. Quarter billion. No, stop that. Quarter billion. So sort of like Lamar's contract. Look, 231, 232, somewhere in that range. It has now exceeded what Lamar's going to get in guaranteed money from Steve Bisciotti. So she's interested again. So the feels like a minute ago we were at the billion. Remember that one?
Doesn't it though? Doesn't it? See how time flies. And breaking news: we are now up over 300 million on the Mega Million side. So over 300.
Lamar's not getting 300 million, or is he? I don't know. Maybe
over 300 million on the Mega and over 250 on the Powerball. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled to the signs in the retailers as well as to mdlottery.com as those jackpots roll. You know, we have.
Are you sensitive to when I bring up Deshaun Watson's contract? Is that 231 million? It's famous. It's a famous.
Am
number.
I sensitive? No, it doesn't mean that I would have written it.
I think there's only one guy on earth who would have him.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Right? I mean, we could, that's a whole other conversation.
but it is interesting to put into perspective how much money it is. Like it is literally the 231 million. We're sports fans. We talk about it. You're a Browns guy. I'm a Ravens guy. We got to talk about it with Lamar. This has now exceeded that. So like, that's a lot of money. That's all I want to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't have to get hit by, 300 pound linemen. So that's even, unless you want to, I suppose.
You can be undercover too, right? You don't have to give your name, right? You can do that privately, right?
You can
I just
file.
Want to make sure. Right? Yeah. I haven't thought about it.
Be anonymous here in the state of Maryland. But you know, something you don't want to be anonymous about is a new promotion we have. And I don't think we've talked about it yet. You're a big fan of New Year's Eve, right?
I've had a party hat or two. Yes, I have.
Okay, all right.
So it brings a smile to my face thinking about certain years and a very, very dark thought some years as well.
Yeah. So. Well, that's the promise of the new year. But this year, lucky Maryland Lottery players can participate in our first Millionaire of the Year Powerball promotion in concert with Ryan Seacrest, New Year's Rockin' Eve. I forgot Dick Clark is in there somewhere.
God, you know what? I was going to say Dick. I was going to mention Dick Clark, and this comes back to Dick Clark in the end, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It is still, I mean, he is in perpetuity. That guy, talk about a business guy. It is still called Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Of course.
But in any event, enter your double play Powerball tickets, not just a pure vanilla Powerball ticket. It has to be a double play Powerball ticket into a drawing, and we will pick three lucky Marylanders to be eligible to go to New York City on New Year's Eve, round trip airfare for you and a guest, three-night hotel stay in Times Square, tickets to an exclusive entertainment experience where these three people will have one selected to represent Maryland. And kind of like the Miss America pageant, all the states will have one representative and we'll pick 10.
Okay.
And then five. And then eventually the person who will win $1 million right at the stroke of midnight, live on television.
What I can use $1 million to start 2023.
Is that?
Huh? All right. Well, I tell you what, man, a couple days in New York, and I've never done the New York Times Square thing. It's probably because football's always gotten in the way, right? I'm always going to Cincinnati or Pittsburgh that week or whatever. The years when the weather looks good, you know, like when it looks 40s or whatever, looks like a place I'd want to be, you know, it's fun.
You know what? And I'm hardly the world traveler that you are, but I happened to be in New York City 3 weeks ago and in Times Square. And I walked up and tried to picture what it would look like on New Year's Eve with just humanity. And do you know they still have, you probably do know this, they still have the ball there.
Oh, yeah.
The ball doesn't go away. I mean, it drops.
You just don't see the ball because there's so many other, like, lights and things going on. You have to look.
Well, you can see it. It's plain as day. It says 2022, and the ball is sitting right there. So on New Year's Eve, they'll push it back up and go through the process again. But the ball is still sitting there.
John, the coolest thing I've ever seen at Times Square is that my wife and I are walking through, and this was right before she got cancer. This is like Super Bowl 14, the year the Super Bowl was up there, and they had a thing in Times Square where they have a camera, and whoever bought the space put regular people from the street, right? So, you know, my wife and I are like, huh? Like this. And then we have a picture of us literally up in Times Square being jackwagons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I'm giving away the Raven scratch-offs throughout the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is restaurant week. I want everybody to get out and support. I'm going to Cooper's. I'll be having some gumbo over there. What else do we have going on? I know we have like a couple of big winners here this
winners,
week.
Winners,
right?
Nestor. Yeah. People like to play the lottery. You know why? Because they win money. And when it's their first time, that's kind of interesting. So we had a first timer, a woman in Arnold, who won on a skee ball scratch off ticket, $30,000. It's kind of like coming up to the plate. It's kind of like Gunner, right? You hit a home run on your first swing of the bat. I mean, why? You should stop right there.
Well, that would be the case if somebody wins with me at a Cooper's or someplace I am giving a ticket out that like, hey, I don't play the lottery much. I won $20,000. You know, like that's the excitement of doing it. That's why people play, because it's exciting. It's fun.
Yeah. And people can go to mdlottery.com to read about these stories and much more. We also had an event recently in Las Vegas. Now the way this happens is some of our contests, you know, we talk about the Ravens contest. This was our contest with our Willy Wonka ticket that had several months ago. But again, a number of people were selected to go to Las Vegas for a gaming experience there. We had two of our lucky winners actually participate in a game show where they won. Are you sitting down? I think you are. Each of them won $45,000.
That's a nice weekend in Vegas.
That's a nice week. Yeah, not a lot of people go to Vegas and come back with $45,000. But these two folks, Carrie Alexa and Zach Briscoe, go to, again, mdlottery.com to read about their wonderful Vegas experience in playing with the Maryland Lottery. So, you know, these things happen every day. We have winners every day. On average, millions of dollars over the course of a year, but it averages out to about $4.5 million each day in cash prizes, independent of the $20,000 winner you're going to hand out sometime in the future. So it's
fun. $10 winner at Costas last month.
Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, I had a 10. I did have a 100 one time, and I had a 50 one time. Both in Costas, believe it or not. I was like a winning – that we were on a roll that day at Costas, I guess. John, I guess for football season and all this stuff, I do want to take a moment. I know you want to talk about gambling responsibly. We get into this football season. You know, people go in big on week one and week two and chasing this and that and whatever, and that's certainly not – it's a new thing, and that's not what we want right now.
You know, the NFL, along with the American Gaming Association, have a play responsible campaign, and you know, it have a plan is basically the premise of that. You know, enjoy the games, but have a plan. Set aside a dollar limit set aside a time limit, enjoy the game, have some fun with it. But, you know, it's clearly those people who can play responsibly are going to enjoy it in the long term. And you want to stick at 17-week season. You know, you want to stick around. You want to be there at the end. You don't want to be in a situation where you're chasing losses throughout the season. So, yeah, please play responsibly.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of folks played the Raven game the other day, thought they were sitting on a winner, three touchdown lead. I mean, the league is incredible, right? I mean, just to watch it on a week-by-week basis and how it grips people and how it keeps conversations going all week long. But there's a story everywhere. Once you get into football season, it really is the, I would say, the most wonderful time of the year. Being a sports guy as I am, and I know you're a sports guy at heart too, and you got a good baseball team too, right? I mean, and the Orioles gave it a nice run here this year.
I'm sorry. Was this the cue? You said we have a good baseball team this year.
Is there a Guardian song that you sing? I still can't believe that's a major league hat. Look at that hat. That doesn't look like a major league hat.
Oh, come on now. You know, don't hate on it. Don't hate on the hat. You know, it's the Cleveland team.
It's a double A hat, John. I love you, but I'm not looking to insult you. But I just, it looks like something out of the Pioneer League. I mean, that's what it looks like to me.
Minor league hat. My talk about Pioneer League. This hair. My goodness. Yeah, minor league hats. I forget where the Warthogs play. Is it Washington? Washington, Pennsylvania? The Washington Warthogs? I think a big Warthog on the
Savannah Bananas are the rage, right? And like
I'd love to see that routine. I mean that is such an entertainment thing going on there. I mean you gotta tip your hat no matter what's on it to the Savannah Bananas. That is quite a thing they have going on there.
So you grew up in the Cleveland area, is that fair to say?
Yes, sir.
Did the Globetrotters come to like the Gund every year?
I mean, they've done that. Sure. They probably still do.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, for those kinds of acts, when I was a little boy, Curly Neal came to my studio a couple times and did the show with me, and we lost him a few years ago. Meadowlark Lemon, as a kid, watching Wide World of Sports, stuff, like that part of the entertainment. The San Diego Chicken has been in my studio, and remember Max Patkin, the clown prince of baseball, right? Yeah. So, you know, there's been all of that through the course of time, but I'm not like being mean about the hat. It just, the hat looks to me like Frederick. I don't know. Like it doesn't feel, I haven't gotten used to the guard. I'm trying to get the Commanders thing down. I'm trying to get normalized, you know?
Scoreboard.
I understand.
Who's in first place?
All right. This segment has come to an end. We will be at Cooper's North. I will be eating gumbo, Patrick's gumbo. We're going to be giving away some Raven scratch offs. Top prize, $20,000. Get in on early. We're going to be doing the Maryland Lottery, a crab cake tour week after week, each and every Friday, usually 2 to 5. We'll have the whole schedule up by the end of the month going through fall. And as you know, I did 31 crab cakes in 31 days last month, and we're still bringing that stuff out. It's still restaurant week all around the place as well. Big thanks to our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation for helping us put on these Maryland crab cake tour events. John, I will see you next week, and we'll preview Guardians playoff baseball next week, and I'll try to be nice about the Browns. All right.
That would be fun. And thank you for not mentioning this week's upcoming, depending on when this airs, Steelers, Browns, someone I guess has to win, but I suppose it could end in the tie.
Listen, I was going to tell you how happy it made me to see Joe Flacco that happy the other day when he was happy. I'm not a hater of Cleveland. You know that. I kid, but I've had some of my best experiences. So I don't dislike. I'm just the reality of this division right now and where they are, where the Ravens are with injuries and not getting players onto the field. And for us this week, and next week, obviously, road, Foxborough, never easy, Belichick, all that. But then the Bills are pretty good. I keep joking. The Bills won the Super Bowl on Monday night, and that's all you can do in September is be really good in September. But they look to be a force to be reckoned with. So I can't make fun of the Browns right now.
You know,
team blew a 3-touchdown lead this week. So
yeah, right. I mean, and this is the year probably where the North and the South and the AFC are going to really be poor. And conversely, the West is going to be stacked, maybe, although Denver doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think Denver's much. Yeah, they gave all that money to Russell.
Well, Bills,
I'll take my quarterback.
So, yeah, I think it's the Bills and the Chiefs, and everybody else is just, you know, kidding themselves. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
Well, look, man, the football thing's great. And then Tuesday happens, and I always say to my wife, there's no football tonight. we need a game, you know. So they'll figure out how to play on Tuesday before it's all over. John Martin's the director of the Maryland Lottery. He encourages everybody to wager responsibly here, but go have a good time, man. The casinos are open. Sports wagering's open. It's on the up and up, as they say. And certainly I've got some scratch-offs on Fridays for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. 31 years into this, and we never stop talking Baltimore. Possible.